A study just released by the Commissioner of Public Lands points to the potential contained in Washington's forest biomass. Peter Goldmark says until recently, most of it has been thrown on slash piles near logging roads and burned on site. But Goldmark says this woody byproduct, which has been seen as waste, actually could be used to generate energy and serve as an alternative to imported oil.
Before this study, we didn't know what was available sustainably. Now we do. We have a science-based study that tells us spatially across the landscape where available supply is.
He says the study, which was funded by a $1 million grant from the U.S. Forest Service and carried out by the University of Washington, shows there is ample supply statewide, both for existing users of forest biomass, such as mills that burn chips to generate electricity, and for newcomers to the market, such as potential producers of aviation biofuels. The study says private industry is currently using only about a third of the woody biomass that could be sustainably harvested, and its market use could more than double without detriment to forest sustainability. Critics point to a potential increase in air pollution, but DNR says much of the biomass is already being burned. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.